Oh, I think I had too much cake. Ellie, I never knew you could bake. This is like delicious. I mean, it's not even my favorite flavor, and I already ate like 3 slices.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, Sky. But let's try to actually leave some cake for our birthday friend here, okay? How do you like it, by the way?
No point in asking him. Birthday boy there may look like the gloomy goth friend in the group, but in reality he would be too polite to tell you if he didn't like the cake. He has actually a huge softie, deep down.
Are you saying he didn't actually like my cake?
Oh no, babe. Anyone would be crazy to refuse your baking.
Now that's better. Ooh. We forgot to sing you happy birthday and blow the candles.
Babe, there are like 2 people here to sing him happy birthday. Cringe much? And candles? He's not 10, you know?
Well, how else is he supposed to make a wish?
He'll survive somehow. Hey, how old are you today, by the way? Wow, you're maturing quickly there, Sunshine. Time really does fly. It's been, what, 2 years since we all started hanging out?
I think us 3 started hanging out a year before you and I started dating. And we've been dating for about a year now, so... yeah, I guess it's been around 2 years. Time really does fly.
Right? I can't believe that we've been hanging out for 2 years and this is our first sleepover party.
Sleepover party? Who's 10 now?
Hey, it's way better than what I did for my birthday, remember? Basically, I just got the 3 of us wasted and we all crashed at my place. Happy times. Oh, does it count as a sleepover party if we're all passed out drunk? No way, you've never had a sleepover party before. Not even when you were a kid? Wow, guess you already were gloomy and goth, even from a young age, huh?
Wait, shut up. You've never had a sleepover party before? Okay, I take back what I said. This is our first official sleepover party. I'm giving you a cake and your first sleepover party for your birthday. So you better be grateful.
Not to mention the cute new plushie we bought him.
Well, the cute plushie is from both of us. So, you guys want to pick a movie now?
Sure. We better get away from the kitchen and this cake, or I might move on to your 4th slice. Which would be just... sad.
Alright. Sky and I will go set up the TV. Can you go get the blankets upstairs? Thanks. Cozy feeling of a sleepover party. I feel like I'm 10 all over again.
Hey, how about we watch...
It's not your birthday now, is it?
Oh, so it's birthday boy's choice, huh? Fair enough. But I'll bet you $10 it'll be another night watching anime. Mm-hmm. Oh. So we're going for crappy horror movies this time, huh? Those are always good for a laugh. Let's choose one where a bunch of hot high school girls get murdered.
Yeah, let me just search the bunch of hot high school girls getting murdered category on Netflix. So which horror movie will it be?
That one looks really crappy. Oh, that's why I chose it. Great choice, dude. Oh, look, there's even hot high school girls in it, too. Let's hope they get murdered. My feet are killing me. I think I did too much jogging today. Hey, birthday boy, you mind giving them a little rub for me?
Babe, stop taking advantage of our friend. You've been jogging. Your feet are smelly.
No, they're not. I'm not taking advantage. He doesn't mind. It's a bro thing. You wouldn't get it. Yeah, that's the spot.
Do you need to get that?
Are you okay, dude? You sound a bit worried. Who is it?
Babe, do you think it might be her again?
From the look on his face, I'd say it could be. If she tries to ruin today for him, I swear. Wow, are you all right there, Sunshine? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Hey. Hey, is everything okay? Why do you look so nervous, sweetheart? Gosh, you're pale. Who was it? It was Natalie? Oh, sweetie.
Of course it was your ex. What the hell does she want this time?
She might be in trouble? What do you mean? Listen, honey. You need to take a deep breath, okay? Calm down. Here, I'll do it with you, okay? Slowly breathe in and out. Again, please, in and out. There we go. Are you a little bit more calm now? Now, can you tell me what happened? She was completely drunk, driving down Heathcliff Road at full speed? Oh my.
That freaking idiot.
Alright, did she say anything to you? She said Ethan has a new girlfriend now, and doesn't want to mess around with him anymore? And so she wants to spend time with you, since she's bored now. What the hell? Drunk or not, you don't say that to people.
Why am I not surprised? I swear, that girl makes me wish I had 10,000 fists just for her stupid little face. Well, what else? Did she say where she was going? To your place? So it's a good thing you're not there and your roommate's out of town then, right? You're safe here. And what did you tell her? Please tell me you told her to leave you alone. Okay, you said to her, not that I care, but if I were you, I'd stop the car and rethink my life. And then you hung up on her. That's fair, Sunshine. That's really fair. So, why are you nervous? You regret hanging up on her. You worried she might get hurt. Ugh.
Sweetheart. Come here. Listen to me carefully, okay? You're a great person and a wonderful human being. You're gentle and sweet and super kind and empathetic. And you're right with what she's doing right now. She might get hurt. But she's doing it to herself. And you see, Some people, when they ask for help, or call you in a messy situation, like Natalie did just now, that's their way of trying to manipulate you. Let's stop for a while and think about this rationally, okay? You already told her to stop the car, and she didn't listen. What else can you possibly do for her right now? Is that her?
Bro, you still haven't blocked her? Sunshine, listen to me. You're not texting her back. Dude, listen to what Ellie's saying. Natalie's trying to manipulate you again. Look, buddy, I love you, but sometimes you can be too pure for these kind of situations. Like, for example, why do you think she's pulling that crap today, of all days, after you didn't talk for months? You seriously believe she didn't remember it's your birthday? That you'd be with us, safe and comfortable and having fun? Of course she did. And that's the opposite of what a toxic person wants for you. She wants you to be like you are now, stressed, worried and scared.
Sweetie, as your best friends, as people who really care about you, we are begging, please, do not reply to those messages. Don't do this to yourself. Just think about it. Suppose you call her, what would you say?
Tell her to pull over the car. You'd be wasting your breath, and you know it. Because she only listens to her pathetic friends. And, Sunshine, hearing this won't be easy, but it's the truth. She's not your friend. You don't relate to her in any way. I don't even know if a person like this is even capable of having real friends, other than a bunch of dumb groupies, but a friend would never treat you like this. Sunshine, trust me. That was not just the alcohol talking when she called you. I am an experienced drunk, so I would know. If anything, the alcohol made her more honest. And it's not like sober Natalie is any less of a bitch.
Wait, what? You want to call her back and say you'll pick her up and give her a ride home? You're joking, right? Sweetie, please. She's manipulating you. This is exactly what she wants. Please, just sit down for a few minutes and really think about this, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Let's do that then. Sit here on the couch with me, okay? I'll sit next to you. And let's think about what you're about to do. First of all, let's remember what we know about Natalie. That she's the girl who started messing around with you without telling you that she already had a thing with at least two other guys that we know of. And made you believe that you actually meant something to her. And when you found out, she acted like it was your fault because she never promised you a relationship. Then, when you told her you wanted nothing to do with her anymore, she spread a bunch of dumb rumors about you around the school, which everybody believed because the people in our school are dumb enough to believe whatever crap comes out of her mouth. All the while she's telling you that she's misunderstood and nobody really gets her. As if she has some sort of deep psychological or philosophical reason for being a bitch. And you tried believing her. All this time, you tried seeing some good in her, and you believed that she could change. Now, you finally get away from her, and you are celebrating your birthday with your friends. A few minutes ago, you were relaxing and having fun. I hadn't seen you smile like that in months. And you're about to leave all that behind and go back to being miserable? For that girl?
You'll just give her a ride. Nothing more. Sweetie, I'm sorry. But you know that's bullshit. It won't be just a ride home. It will be her successfully manipulating you again. And that will lead to more and more manipulating. And the cycle will start all over again. Honey, you're too good for that. And you know it. Our best friend. Please don't force us to watch you do this to yourself. Just stay here and let us look after you. You won't go to her? You'll stay? Well, I'm really glad to hear that. Come here. Let me give you a hug.
Hey, let me join in. Group hug. We won't let anyone ruin your birthday sleepover party. Okay, Sunshine? Really happy you're staying too, buddy. Besides, if you went to pick her up, you know how that ride would go. She'd just drag you to her house and have her way with you. Because we all know Sunshine is 1000% a bottom.
Sky!
What? It's true. Seriously, though, I'm glad you made the right choice. You deserve way better than that crap. You're just the best. I haven't forgotten you were the one acting as wingman that night when Ellie and I got together.
Wait, you were acting as wingman that night?
You totally was. Gave me the pep talk to confess to you and everything. He was backing me up all the way.
How did I never find out about that?
It's called discretion. My point is, you've been such an awesome friend, and the least we can do is make sure no one messes around with you. Oh, you're not stupid for having fallen for her crap, Sunshine. I'm sure you have your reasons and your weaknesses, like we all do, but that's why we have each other, okay? Remember what I told you the first time we met? It was after you beat up those two guys who used to bully you, remember? You were wondering what you did wrong for them to come after you like that, and I told you, it says nothing about you and everything about them. This is the same. It's not your fault. That's just what shitty people like her do. Let her be alone and mess up her life by herself, okay? That whole thing's over now. It's all over.
You're still worried she'll get hurt? Alright, that's fair. You want to help her then? Really help her? Alright, I'll help her. Babe, pass me the phone, please.
Here you go.
Thanks. Hello, 911? Yeah, I think my friend might be in trouble.
Let her do this, Sunshine. Please. It's a great idea. It's actually the best way to help her. If she gets pulled over, she'll be safe.
Yeah, I'm still here. Like I said, I think someone might be in trouble. She just called my friend and she was drunk driving at high speed down Heathfield Road. Going towards Robert Street. What car was she driving? Do you remember the car she drives? She's probably in a white Benz. You'll send someone to look? Okay, thank you. Alright, that's the best we can do for her. Let's just try to get you to relax again, okay? This is your birthday. You should be having fun. Do you want a glass of water? Okay, I'll go get you one.
Next step, we are blocking her, okay? Right now, her number and all social media. She won't be able to reach you in any way anymore. There's still unread messages from her? Well, what does it say? You know what? Never mind. Can I answer her? Sweet. Okay, give me the phone. Here? Pull over the freaking car and get your shit together. Or don't. I don't really care. More importantly, just freaking leave me alone. There we go. Now we block her.
Here's your water, sweetheart. Are you a little bit more calm now? Did you block her in, like, any possible way already?
I just finished doing that. Alright then. You need another hug? Come here. It'll be alright now. You're safe. How about we just hold off on the movie for a while and just sit and talk a little? It's still early and the movie can wait. That'll make you feel better, right?
Yeah, I'd love that. If you want, we can talk more about what you're feeling. Or if not, we'll just talk about something else.
You know what you really need? To see other people. I bet Ellie and I can set you up with someone way cooler.
Oh, that's a great idea. We know some people. By the way, you're not dating anyone that doesn't pass our vibe check anymore. That's our new rule.
Agreed. We'll be keeping you safe from all sorts of creeps from now on. And anyone that doesn't put a smile in that grumpy little face of yours is out of question. Hey, since it's still early, you guys want to go out for a walk? Get some fresh air?
That'd be cool. It's still a little cold, but we have enough jackets. And it'll help you calm down. You want to go?
Awesome. The hot high school girls get a murdered movie can wait. It's a beautiful night out there.
What was that? You don't have to thank us, sweetie. It's what friends do.
Right. No point in having friends if they won't bring you plushies for your birthday and defend you from exes trying to ruin your sleep overnight. Come on, let's go.